Blog Talk Radio.
What's up out there, radio world? This is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Oliver.
It's chaos time and my time is shining. Say what I want to say. If you don't like it, then I'm going to say it anyway.
Good afternoon. I just want to say we are live on Blog Talk Radio, your one and only Derek Oliver, and along with my co-host, Ms. K. This is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. That is www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Also, we can be reached at 845-277-9094. We have a great show tonight. Me and Kay, are you there, Kay? Let me get a mic check.
I'm here. Good evening. Awesome. I'm here.
All right. I'm on a new mic, so if something goes wrong, let me know I'm out. I just want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in tonight for D&K Bible Break. I want to thank all my sponsors, Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Royal Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, and Finish Line. Sponsoring all our shows throughout the week. We just want to say thank you to them, to all those that's been listening. And I just did a Facebook Live, and I just want to show gratitude, because every time we come on the air, our numbers go higher and higher. It doesn't matter who's on, what day of the week. It's just phenomenal. And Kay don't like to talk about numbers, so I'm not going to say too many numbers, but we're averaging now, and, you know, just got this morning, over 2,000 every time we come on. It don't matter if it's Tuesday, don't matter Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We average over 2,000 people per show. So,
yeah,
and we have over 5 shows. So that's over 10,000 people a week that we're in their living rooms, we're in their cars, we're on their home. And I'm blessed because the Lord has quality stuff coming out. This ain't a bunch of BS that you're hearing. This is the Word of God, straight from the Word of God. It don't matter what day, who's doing it. This is pure. And I just want to say thanks to the people who are listening and who has the ear to listen. And again, I just want to say thank you for that. Also, we're gonna get into our topic today in a second. I'm gonna let Kay, but I have a testimony. And I just got a lot of love I just want to share to a lot of people, because over the last, I'm going to say December, we went to Ohio for Christmas, came back right after Christmas, and we started the new year, and my wife gave me a plan, and I had, in Ohio, I had a plan I wanted to do. I didn't know if I was going to be able to finance everything. I didn't know. Job wasn't looking good. It just wasn't looking good at all. But I came up with a plan, and my wife came up with a vision board.
Yes, yes. Amen,
amen. Vision board has been complete. I ain't saying it's been perfect. I ain't saying it's been an easy ride, but half the stuff has been complete. More than half have been complete. And I'm not just saying, and when I say blessings, I mean blessings that can't no one come take away from us. And I've learned how to do something. We're going to talk about it tonight. But I've learned something after being saved 38 long years in the church. The last 6-7 months, I have grown probably a lot in that short time span that I have over the last 20 years. And that's saying something. The leadership that I'm with, that I'm following, the elders that I'm listening to, the Bible studies, it has made me a better man, a better husband, a better brother, a better son. It just made me better. I'm just good all the way around. I'm not just saying that, but you know, people say my wife is biased, but she's not biased. She will tell the truth. I've changed over the last 6 months.
Amen.
Thanks to K-Pop, Praise Tabernacle Church, Bishop Omar. I got a special shout out to him, but before I get to him, it's just his leadership team, the elders on Tuesday night. I get so much from them, and it makes me want to just study all the time. I never had that. I would have to study when I have to study. They make me want to study all the time. Before they even ask me to teach it, they just make me want, it puts you on another level. And tonight I'm going to share what I've learned. And this is going to be, I'm just going to let you know now, because I'm going to let my wife talk in a little bit. But when I go, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stop. I don't want to preach, sound like I'm preaching to no one. But I'm just being honest with you. I am blessed. And the way the Lord is talking to me and showing me things, it's in a whole nother level. First and foremost, I want to say this. I do this every week. Me and my wife are not starting no church. I want to put that rumor to rest.
No.
During this
Bible break
and everything on, the Bible break was birthed. And during the Bible break, I'm just telling you, I was with Bishop Omar, and when he said we weren't coming back to church, he was going to do church from his home. I didn't know how he was going to do it. And when he did it and how hard he churched at home with just him and his family, the Lord spoke to me and be like, before you can preach anywhere else, you need to have church in your home. Now, I'm not where he's at right now with my whole family just going to church at the same time. That's what I'm striving for. But at the same token, when you have someone and you're striving for something, you can get a lot of nuggets along the way of how to get your house in order. And that's what I'm trying to see. So while he's having church at home, me and my wife decided to let's do a Bible break. Now, this ain't for no churches. This ain't for no member trying to get members and all that kind of stuff. This is just for me and her and our household, because they know every Monday there need to be some type of reverence that we have to go to in our house, not just on Sunday, that we doing something for the Lord. And that's going to get me to the point where at some point these seeds are going to grow into them, and then my whole house will be serving the Lord. And this is what this is about. So when people come at me cross-eyed about, are we qualified to do this? Well, this is what we're supposed to be doing anyway. You know, I don't need a pastor or anyone to say have church in your own home. If that's the case, I'm following a man and not following Christ. But if you're following Christ, at some point in your home, which is your sanctuary, you should be able to have some church. So I just want to thank praise.
Well, we are called to
that.
Go. We're supposed to be going anyway. Go ye therefore. So we're supposed to be going anyway.
Home. Before you go anywhere, you got to have church in your home. There got to be some type of reverence.
Well, that's where we're going at. We're going in home, and we're reaching other people by going from our home. The whole thing when we first started this, it was to get into the nursing homes. Remember? It was like, okay, how are we going to reach the people that are in nursing homes? They couldn't do the online service. So that's where it started at. So we have to go out. We were doing it from our home, but we wanted to reach who we needed to reach. And I felt, and you felt, the nursing home, the people in the nursing home, they needed to hear the message. Older people, some people, they don't know how to do this technology stuff, but if you can put it on the airwaves, let them listen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
and I mean, they're on and they're listening, but the way it got started and the way we presented it, it wasn't about us. It's about doing a service to the Lord and uplifting his kingdom. Not about us. So I always have to say that, because there's always one or two loose people out there that want to come at me sideways about, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing exactly what the Lord wants me to do, exactly where he wants me to be, doing exactly what I want to do. And I just want to say thank you to everyone at Praise Tabernacle. You just don't know how big of a blessing that you guys have been to me. And I'm talking about people I see on social media, the way that they praise and the way that they reverence the Lord in their own personal life. I just want to say thank you. I'm just glad to be a part of that team. Now, with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my wife, and she's going to get us started tonight. Our topic, if we would have a theme for tonight, it would be Stop, Drop, and Roll. And you're going to be blessed by what you're getting ready to hear. So I'm going to turn it over to Kay, and she's going to lead us into this message. But for everyone that's out there that's listening, I really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart because, you know, I'm on a whole nother level right now. And if you listen to me for the next couple of weeks, you're going to see that I'm really on fire. So I'm going to turn it over to Kay. Go ahead, Kay. You can open us up, and we can get started.
All right. That word fire, it's funny that you said that. But, okay, I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer first. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon. First of all, I want to thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you plan to do. Father God, we do ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that's not pleasing to you, things we know that we've done and things we don't know that we're not aware of. We ask that you show us and help us do better. Father God, we pray that you just bless the show on tonight, remove us, lift you up. That's our whole goal and desire is to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, we also ask that you touch the people that are in the hospitals right now. I do have a friend that's in the hospital in ICU, and I ask that you all keep her lifted up in prayer. Pray for her daughters right now that they will be strengthened during this time. And we thank you for your healing power. Thank you for blessing my good friend who's at home not feeling well as well. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We call these things done, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right,
that's a little
so
COVID.
Tonight. All right. You got jokes. All right, so tonight, the stop, drop, and roll. So I don't know if you all remember, but when, you know, we were coming up, we had the fire safety technique that we were all taught, stop, drop, and roll. I asked my granddaughter, she don't even know what that is. So I don't think they teach it anymore, but it is something that we were taught, stop, drop, and roll. So they taught us this, for example, when, let's just say, okay, if your clothes catch on fire, you're supposed to stop where you are, you're supposed to drop to the ground and cover your eyes and mouth with your hands, and then you're supposed to roll over and over and back and forth until the flames are burnt out. So stop, drop, and roll. So if you can follow me, I'm going to, I don't want to say break that down, but I do want to touch on that. So I'm looking up different things, stop, drop, and roll. So for stop, the scripture that came to mind is Psalm 46 and 10. And it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still means to listen, don't make any noise, be calm, pay attention. Don't worry about what the next person is doing. Don't worry about the people in the world, what they're doing. Don't worry about what your neighbor is doing. Stop complaining about everything. Stop trying to do it your way. So there's a lot of stops in there. Stop having a negative attitude. Stop thinking the wrong thoughts. I know a lot of people have like a get back spirit. Okay. You don't talk to me, I don't talk to you. You're looking at me sideways, I'm going to look at you the same way. Okay. We need to stop all that. All that is not necessary. Stop having these bad attitudes. A lot of distractions where we have a lot of distractions going on in our life. We need to get some time, be still, get to yourself. Stop all of the running the streets and going here, going there. I know this COVID situation, it has stopped a lot of people from doing a lot of things. So right now, the stop part of my story here is just, you know, stop. Stop. Spend some time with the Lord. That's what we're supposed to be doing right now. Stop lying. Stop trying to get over on somebody. Just stop. You want to add anything to my stop?
Man, you're doing a great job. No, because if I take over, I'm not going to stop. So you go ahead.
All right. Well, we need to stop worrying, too, because I was thinking, right. You know, go ahead.
No. What you're saying is so true. At some point in that tech, that thing that was taught to us, stop. And when you stop, you have to stop everything. You know, your whole mind has to shut down. Stop. Everything that you're thinking, you have to stop. And I'm going to get in that in a minute, but you have to stop. Because when you don't stop, your mind is still running, you're still going, and you're thinking you're stopped, but you're not. You think you ain't thinking evil, but you really are. And you have to stop everything. And it relates from a physical to a spiritual. And when you spiritually stop, then you go to the next phase of it. But you spiritually have to stop all of the stuff that you were saying, and then you can add a ton of more stuff in there. Your attitudes, your lying spirit, your fakeness. You know how you go to church and you fake like you faking to make it, and you're really hurting, and you're too scared to cry out. All that needs to stop, because in a minute I'm going to get to some points, some real juicy points that's going to that open my eyes. It may not do nothing for you, but it's opened my eyes, and it's a spiritual connect with the Lord. I'm going to get into that in a minute. So go ahead, Kay, because I don't want to get you off track.
Okay. I was talking about stop worrying. You know, as a parent, I know a lot of the times, I can't say in most recent times, but in my past, I have, in the middle of the night, you know, I'm worrying about my kids. If my daughters, they were out doing whatever they were doing, they didn't come home, I'm praying, I'm worrying. And it got to the point to where it was like, okay, I'm doing all this worrying and crying and losing sleep because of y'all. And y'all out kicking it. Y'all is not studying me. Y'all having the time of y'all's life. And here I am worrying. So I had to stop doing all of that. I get good sleep right now. My husband will tell you, I'm knocked out. I don't worry. I can't worry about things that I can't control. I pray about it, and I let it go. So stop worrying about it. It's not in your control. You can't change nothing. Only thing you can do is pray about it and let God have his way. And the best thing to do is let God have his way. Don't worry about it. I know it's easier said than done, but try it. Trust me. Just pray about it and say, okay, Lord, it's in your hands. If it try to creep back up in your mind, stop it. You know that freeze, that we used to play freeze tag when you were younger and somebody tagged you, you froze. Freeze. Just stop. Stop. There's no need to go on. Try to stay positive in a situation. You also need to stop and pay attention to the good things that are going on in your life. Give God the glory for what he's done, for what you see that he's doing in your life. Don't focus on the negative. Just focus on the positive. I do this thing at work. It's mindful activities where you go and you meditate. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, God is too good for me to be focusing on all the negative things. So push out the negative things. Stop focusing on the negative things and try to, you know, enlighten your day and focus on the good things that are happening. You didn't get cut off in traffic. Nobody stuck the middle finger up at you. I mean, focus on the good things, because, you know, we live in a crazy world and people are doing crazy things. So that's my stop. So I'm going to go into drop now. So when I said drop, the drop in the stop, drop, and roll, remember it says drop to the ground and cover your eyes and mouth with your hands. Okay, if you drop and you covering your eyes and your mouth, you're not talking, you don't see nothing, and you're on the ground. Being on the ground is a great position to be in. That's a good place to be praying. Is it not? On the ground, flat out to the Lord, drop to your knees. Now, when I was doing drop, I was going one way, but for some reason today it went a different way. So it's more about being humble. So we need to humble ourselves. You don't know everything, and that's okay. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You haven't arrived yet. You can drop the facade that you have the answers for everybody's situation except your own. You can drop the attitude that you're better than anybody else, this attitude of superiority. Drop it. These man-made titles, you a man, you a woman. God don't care about your titles, so you can drop the titles. And while you're doing that, sitting behind your big desk, leading all the people, bragging about how many people you got up under you, it's not about you. It's about God, and we should be doing things for the Lord's glory. So So you can drop the mic and get taught at the same time. So let it go. And this scripture, Luke 14 and 11 says, huh?
I said amen.
Did you
go
want
ahead.
To
you going. I'm going to say something before you get that scripture in there.
Okay. Luke 14 and 11 says, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Let God do the work in you. Have a seat. It's not all about you. It's not your show. It's God's show. It's not your program. It's God's program. Let God do what he needs to do. Humble yourself. Have a seat. It's not about you. Your picture shouldn't be all up over the place, and you ain't got to cross nowhere. You ain't got nothing about the Lord nowhere. It's just you. Humble yourself. Have a seat. Learn something. I'm sorry. And that's your covering your mouth.
That's good.
Learn something.
No,
go ahead.
You're going good. You're getting me excited over here in a different type of way, not in the normal way, but the other type of way. Because what you said, when you cover your eyes and your mouth and you drop to the ground, that's a whole sermon right there. Because you have to, at some point in your walk with the Lord, you have to cover your eyes, because the Bible says about faith. You know, it's not about, you know, you got to have faith in things that you can't see. And faith comes through what? Hearing. You didn't say nothing about covering your ears. You just said covering your eyes and your mouth. So when you cover your mouth, that means you got to shut up. When you cover your eyes, you got to stop looking at circumstances and looking at everybody else. And when you do that, a lot of stuff shuts down. And spiritually, you are at his attention so he can speak to you. Sometimes you, and when I say you, I'm talking about me, Derek, got to shut up. Me, Derek, got to cover my eyes, because if I'm looking at everybody else, then I start comparing myself. Then I start wishing I had this, wishing I had that. Then it's not about what the Lord has for me.
Your mic's going out.
For me.
So.
I didn't
check
that.
Your
that,
mic.
That right there was good. My mic's going out. Okay. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Got
you. Ahead.
Yeah, but like you said, you gotta keep something. We just need to be quiet sometimes. Just be quiet. You can learn something. Stop looking at everything that everybody else is doing. Put your eyes, like I said before, laser focused on the Lord. Let him do what he needs to do. Let him exalt you when he wants to exalt you. But at the end of the day, you should be exalting him. Because he's the one that needs to get all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. So, all right. So I'm going to go into my last thing with roll. And if you go back to the drop and roll method that we've learned in school, roll over and over, back and forth, until the flames are hot. So you mentioned fire, and I'm like, okay. You know, sometimes things will get a little bit hot, And we do need to be, you know, let me just go into it. Okay, so roll. We need to allow the Spirit to lead us. You have to let the Lord lead you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, I had a situation, June 1st, 2020. I had my car. My car was called Blackie. I know that's a weird name, but that's what I named it, Blackie. It was a black Mitsubishi Galant. It wasn't a new car. It was from, 2007, so it wasn't new. But the thing is, it was my first car that I bought myself with my own money. I didn't have help from anybody. I just bought it for myself. This car, my brother rode in it. My cousin rode in it. They were in it at the same time. They are both deceased. They're no longer here. And I'm saying they died young. So that car meant a lot to me, and it had sentimental values. My daughter, my grown daughter, ended up rear-ending somebody on June 1st, 2020. And I was so mad, because I don't usually let people drive my car, but I wanted her to get a job so bad. I said, go ahead and take my car to go get them steel-toe boots that you need for your job so you can start tonight. So her rushing, she rear-ended somebody, went to go get my car looked at. Come to find out, my car really wasn't, you know, worth nothing. The insurance company is like, okay, we're going to total it out because, you know, it's going to cost more to fix the car than the car is worth, according to the Kelley Blue Book value. So I had a hard time. It took me, I was crying with the lady on the phone at State Farm. I'm crying. I said, ma'am, I can't make this decision right now, because she was like, we can come bring you a check and we can pick up the car. And I'm like, no, you're not taking my car. So my thing is, okay, let's just see how much it costs to get this car fixed. And then I'm like, my daughter, she's 17. She was like, just let it go. She's just telling me, just let it go. You don't know what God has for you. You got to let it go. I cried. I waited a whole nother week. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just let the car go. And I had my friends. They were trying to help me look for another car. And I'm like, okay, but my thing was, I'm just going to be still. Just like that opening scripture I gave, I'm going to be still. We're just going to have one car right now. I don't want to use this check to put down on another car because I don't want no car payments. I don't do car payments, not right now in my life, but I don't want any car payments. So I'm like, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to be still and let God do whatever he want to do. So we ended up going to Ohio, and then a week later after we came back from Ohio, it was July 1st. This is a month later, July 1st. And I'm online at this neighborhood app where, you know, it lets you know about what's going on in your community, and I see this vehicle. I've seen it. I said, oh, this is nice. And it's something that I've always wanted was a third row because, you know, I'm the person that will pick somebody up to take them here and there. It don't matter. And I like kids, and I like to have some kids in the car. They can sit all the way in the back of the third row. I said, okay, this is nice. So my husband, he went and looked at the car, and he was like, if you don't get it, I'm going to get it. And I'm like, okay. So we went and looked at it. Everything worked out so seamless. It was a one driver. The husband was a doctor. We met at his doctor's office. We sealed the deal within like 45 minutes. I had a car. Not only did I have a car, I had the car that I wanted, that I've been wanting for a while. So I said all that to say this. I had to allow the Lord to guide that situation, not me. It wasn't me that did it. It wasn't me that did anything. Everything was according to God's timing. And what I know is the more that I grow and trust God for everything, the more time I focus on the ways that he want me to do things, you know, my mind, it doesn't even worry about a lot of situations. I just let God have his way. And not only did he bless me with my vehicle, I mean, I don't have a car payment, it's mine. And I'm like, God, and it's an upgrade from what I've had because I had, you know, an older car. This one got a little DVD player in it for my grandkids. And God is truly amazing. And I'm not bragging or anything because this is all God. All glory goes to God. And I've learned to accept what God allows. I may not understand a lot of the things. I may not like the direction that it's going. But what I've learned is if I let the Lord know what I want, not me pick it out and me do this and me grab this, because I could have got myself in trouble. I could have easily put the money down on another car. That's not the direction that God wanted me to go. He wanted me to have something more. So what I've learned through this experience is to pray, Lord, whatever your will is, it's his will, not my will. Whatever he wants, that's what I want, because he's going to give me the best of the best. I may not even know what the best is. I may think I know what the best is, but if I trust him, I can't go wrong. So it's cool to be specific about something. You can be specific, but I promise you, my motto for 2020, Lord, blow my mind. You know, my girl Tasha Koff, she said, so, Lord, you can blow my mind. That's all I want. Whatever his will is, let it be done. Thank you, Lord, for my house. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. So whatever his will is, that's what I want. All right, I'm going to let you. I've been talking forever. But roll with it. Roll with it. That's my thing. Roll with it. Roll with the way the Lord leads you. Let him lead you. Roll with it. That's it. I'm sorry.
Amen. Roll with it. No, you good. I just want to piggyback off two things you said, and then I'm going to go because I got something.
Okay.
And what you were saying. And, you know, when you say cover your mouth and cover your ears and then you roll and you can't talk, someone's going to have to speak to you. And if you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and when you start rolling, you're going to roll. You ain't rolling, but the Holy Spirit is going to roll you where he wants you to go. and it just sets me up for this right now. I'm going to give you a word. This word, I'm about to help all you players out there. I'm about to help all you husbands out there. It's called table d'hôte. What's table d'hôte, Derek? Table d'hôte is a restaurant. Table d'hôte is a restaurant you go to, but when you go to this restaurant, it's not like most restaurants. The table d'hôte type restaurant is a restaurant where when you go to it, it's called Chef's Choice. And when you go to a restaurant they call Chef's Choice, it's a fancy five-star restaurant. Yeah, it costs a little bit of money. Yes, it do. All this is going to make sense in a minute. And what happens is at a table d'hôte restaurant, a chef will come out to you, and he will talk to you. He will ask you a couple questions, what you're allergic to, what you like, sort of what you don't like. And then what he does is you don't order nothing. He goes back there and prepares a meal for you. It's called Chef's Choice. You don't do nothing. You don't know what you're going to get. All you're going to do is tell him if you're allergic to anything, them type of natures, and then the chef will prepare you a full course meal. And at each course, you know, you have your appetizers. They'll come off and they'll brush the table off for you. They keep the service is a high standard. It's a certain type of dining experience. Now, you can go to Applebee's, you can go to Olive Garden, you can go to Red Lobster. The reason I bring those all, because they all have the same menu. Or you can go to, you can go a little cheaper, you can go to McDonald's. You know what you're going to order. You go to McDonald's, you say you want a number one. I automatically know what a number one is. It's a Big Mac, fry, and a drink. And that's what you're going to get. And when you order something from whatever restaurant you go to, that's what you're going to get. And it fulfills your hunger at the time. So pay attention real quick. But when you go to a table d'hôte or a five-star restaurant, chef's place, the chef is preparing the meal for you. You don't know what you're going to get. But the chef is experienced. He went to school. He knows how to cook. He knows how to put stuff together. When you go to a regular restaurant, you pretty much know what you're going to get when you order it. You already know the menu. Everyone that's probably listening to us know what's on McDonald's menu. So when you go to McDonald's, you really don't have to look. You automatically know, I want a number one, I want a number 10, I want the 2 for $5. You automatically know what you're going to get. But sometimes when you order your food and you get it, sometimes it ain't always right. But when you go to a five-star restaurant, you don't never hear no one complaining about anything because it's a fabulous dining experience. But what all this food got to do with us, Derek? Spiritually, people in church who say they save, love the Lord, you're familiar with going to McDonald's. And when you go to McDonald's, you say the same prayer for 20 years. You want the same thing all the time because you heard your mama want it, that's what you want. So you only have a ceiling of so high that you want to get. But if you ever have the experience of a five-star restaurant, Chef's Choice. That means the chef is going to give you what you want. See, I think everyone in this my shout. When you go to a five-star restaurant, Chef's Choice, and let the chef prepare the meal for you, yeah, it's the best of the best. Whenever you allow the Lord to feed you, and allow the Lord to minister to you, and allow the Lord to take over for you, and when you don't have to know what you're getting, you just eat whatever he served you because you know it's good for your spirit. I've been experienced with going to the same church menu year after year after year after year. As my wife said, she wanted a car. I've been praying for a new car. But guess what? I got a new car payment. Now, I asked the Lord, bless me with the car, but he also gave me the payment with it. So I'm really, is it really a blessing? No, it's just more of but that's what I asked for. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people ask for a house. They don't ask for a home. You got a house, you got a mortgage, you got all these issues and problems because you never asked for a home. You never asked for peace to be in your home. You didn't ask for these things. But we in the church, and I'm guilty of it too because I preach prosperity and all that other stuff, and we ask for all these things. And when we get all these things, we didn't ask we didn't go to get what the chef wanted us to have. And it's not our will, but it's God's will. And whenever you let God's will take over, and whenever you let God's will lead and guide you, all this other stuff really doesn't matter, but you will get it because it's better.
It's better when the Lord is leading you. And what we do in the church, and I'm guilty of it, is we listen to the word and I want this. I want to be prosperous. I want this. But we never go home and study the word of God. We never go home. And I just want to ask, Bishop preached a few messages, and I had to put them together over the last couple months. And when I said I had to put them together is because he said in a message I'm still working on now is I can't trust myself. Now, see, he preached that before we went into quarantine, and I'm still struggling with that right now. Now, it's not his fault I'm struggling with it, but he preached it because it was for me. I didn't get that in just one Sunday. I remember him preaching it, but I'm still trying to get it in my life today. I still have to put God's word on me not trusting myself. It wasn't just a one-time solution. So when your preacher or your pastors or your teachers is teaching you, it's not a solution for that day, and then you wait the next week to get the next week because you're not applying what they applied to you 3 weeks ago. Every time you go talk to the pastor, you got the same problem after problem after problem, and then these ministers are looking at you like you're crazy. We just taught that. What are you doing at home? So therefore, for you preachers that's thinking that we're trying to start a Bible study up in here or a church up in here, no, we're trying to get our lives so we can present to our house what a saved house is supposed to be like. Because if you're just going to church, waiting to have church, well, I'm telling you, you're going to get those McDonald's type of menus. And sometimes when you go to McDonald's, your fries ain't always hot. Sometimes they're cold. And you done already left. So now you're stuck fresh with it because you didn't pay for it. But when you get a fresh batch, it's okay. But when you go to McDonald's or one of them other type of restaurants, it don't do nothing but run you to the bathroom. You get sick. So sometimes, and I'm saying this, we make ourselves sick because we ask for the same thing over and over, and we don't allow God and let his will be done in our life. Because once you get saved, you got to surrender yours, and it's his will, not your will.
Amen.
And then maybe,
maybe
you'll start getting those five-star meals. I went to a five-star restaurant before, and I enjoyed it tremendously. I was embarrassed that I was a little short when it came up with the bill. I had to ask, I need some help on this one. It was a beautiful experience. She remember what I'm talking about, but I know that's just between me and her. But it's a beautiful dining experience when you do it. And it came to me that I've been McDonald's, Burger King, and God all these years. And it's been, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. And all these years, all I had to do was surrender my will. In the last 6 months, the Lord has blessed me so much. I get so excited about Tuesday night Bible study, I ain't even teaching. And then when they get done, the first thing my wife will tell you, what do I do before I go to bed? I got to study. Because these brothers are sharp. I got to be ready. And I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just telling you, this is what the Lord is leading us in these last and evil days to do. You can't go to your pastor asking for a counseling session, and he done told you the same thing over and over for the last year. Evidently, you ain't putting no word on it. And one of the things you got to do in this stop, drop, and roll is you have to stop thinking that you know everything. And then when you fall down, cover your mouth up, shut up sometime, and listen to somebody. And I'm going to go into this, and I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done, and I'm sorry for going there, and I forgot to even bring it up. But when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, when he was leading them out, it was a plan. And everybody knew the plan, and Moses knew the plan to get there. And when they were leaving and Pharaoh started chasing them, you got to understand, when they look back to their past, they saw the enemy. When they looked to their future, they saw the Red Sea. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to think about. And even though the Lord sometimes will put you in a position where you can look back and see the enemy, and when you look forward, he don't give you no instructions. The reason he don't give you no instructions, because he know you ain't going to do and listen to the instructions anyway. He gave it to Moses. So you got to surround yourself either to your pastor or surround yourself around good people who will stretch forth their hand and split the sea for you so you can go across. Because some of this stuff we can't get by ourselves. And I'm a witness. I've been in this 38 years. Sometimes I need someone to stretch their hand for me to get me across the Red Sea. And if you're going to worry about your problem, you can never go to your promise. You can never go to your promise if you're always worried about the past and everything that's going on behind you. So when Moses stretched forth his arms and split the sea, the Lord gave that to Moses and Moses only. He didn't give it to everybody else. It wasn't for everybody else. That tells me, and I thank the Lord for my wife, because sometimes I'm the head, but sometimes the Lord has to speak through her because I can't handle the plan. I'll mess the plan up. So he'll give it to her. And I have to submit myself, okay, you're right, we have to do it this way. That's what being a good leader is. Being a good leader is, okay, there, you don't know everything. You need to be quiet and listen to somebody and listen to the messages. And when it hits home, you can't get an attitude about it. You have to, okay, this is what I need to do. And I guarantee you, you will blow up spiritually in the word. And I'm not making this up. I'm a witness on this one right here. I've been excited for the last 2-3 days. The Lord has just been showing me stuff. And it's stuff that you wouldn't think. And it's people helping you that don't even know they're helping you. I can talk to the pastor for 10 minutes, and he didn't give me a four-hour counseling session just by talking brother to brother. It ain't bishop in that title. It's brother to brother. And when you do that, brother to brother is received, and you can move on. But when you come at people with a title and you come at them like you're better than them, then, you know, you don't want to receive. But if you can just hook you up with some people who are going the same way you're going, I'm telling you, the Lord will give them the answers for when you get in that season of you don't know what to do. And when the Israelites was in that season, didn't know what to do, they looked to Moses. Moses knew what to do because he talked to the Lord. And every situation that you're in your life, I've been saved, preaching, all the titles you can put behind me, but there's sometimes I got to get right and listen to somebody.
Amen.
So I said all that to say this. I'm going to let you talk, Kay. I hooked up with some people from Praise Tabernacle. Don't know nothing. Don't know all that. Don't know, but I know the spirit in them. Spirit in them makes my spirit leap. That means I'm in a leaping, and I'm going to talk about this in a couple weeks. But that's how you know you're going somewhere. Is when someone can call you up and just talk to you without being deep, and yet they done made your day because they didn't answer something for you. They don't even know what they answered for you. That's when you hook up around a group of men or a group of women, when you can just do your normal day. You ain't got to talk every day. Every now and then, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Boom, 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 boom. And next thing you know, they didn't give you an answer to something you've been looking for. So when I say I'm excited about where I'm at in the Lord, when I say that I'm on fire for the Lord right now, cancer couldn't beat me. No, I'm hyped right now. It couldn't be. It tried to take me out, but it didn't take me out. Diabetes tried to take me out, but I'm winning the fight. Not based on anything that I'm doing, because I still mess up here and there. I'm not perfect. But you hook yourself up around perfect people who's trying to be perfect, and you take a little bit of what they give you each and every week, and then you can grow. Just shut up, cover your mouth, cover your eyes, stop looking at circumstance, and start looking at God's promises. And when you start looking at God's promises that he gave to you, okay, he gave me all these promises. Now, how do I get them? I have to stop and let his will be done. Maybe it's not in the cards to have a new car. Maybe he don't want me to have a new car right now. Maybe he don't want me to have 10 tailor-made suits right now. Maybe he don't want me to have this right now. But whatever he has for me is a blessing. It's a blessing.
Amen. 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 I want to piggyback on what you said about the chef's choice. So while you were saying that, I was having a visual. You know, the restaurants that you go to, you know, I used to be an Applebee's person. I don't care for it too much no more, but they're visual. The menus, they have pictures, and it's a visual. I can see, okay, yeah, that looks good. I want that. So with the like you were saying, it's visual. You can see everything. Everything is before you. You can pick and choose. Okay, I want that. No, I don't want that. Hold this, blah, blah, blah. You can see it. But with the chef's choice, a lot of the times there is no menu. There is no menu. Or there's just some words there, and you just have to visualize what you think it's going to look like. So a lot of the times there's a scripture. We walk by faith and not by sight. So that sight part of that scripture is me looking at everything that's on the menu. I can see it. I can pick and choose. But when you got faith in the Lord, then I'm trusting what the person that's presenting the meal specializes in. So the Lord knows what I need. He knows what I like. I've already discussed it with him. So he knows what's best for me. And so when I go with the chef's menu, I'm going with what the Lord has for me. I'm not questioning it. I'm not doing anything. He knows if I'm allergic to this. He knows if I'm allergic to that, because we've already discussed it. He is already aware of the situation. So I like the analogy of the chef's menu versus that McDonald's. I don't like McDonald's, but versus that McDonald's menu where you can pick and choose your little combos that you want. So,
amen. I just want to piggyback on what you just said, too. Just on what you just said. Just so some of you husbands out there, I'm telling you, you take your wife to one of them five-star restaurants, Applebee's and Red Lobster and Cheesecake Factory, it's going to become obsolete. The whole menu and style of dining out is going to be a little bit different. So I'm letting you know now, make sure you're working enough to be able to do this. But on a serious note, spiritually, I'm just telling you, it's a different level.
But also, if I could say this, when you study the word and when you grow closer to the Lord and you grow in the Lord, you have more wisdom. So people just can't feed you anything because your appetite has changed. You can't nibble on that food anymore. Give me some meat. Give me something to keep and sustain me. Don't patty cake me. So there's growth in that chef's menu too. I mean, if I could say it like that. So,
you definitely grow. And the thing about it is with your partner and everything, when you have that type of menu, when you have that type, you're going in the same direction. You're not unequally yoked for a second. Hold on a second.
All right, we got an interruption.
You understand? Yeah, I had an interruption. Yeah, my mic is going.
With that, also, it's important to not only seek the things of God, but we need to seek God. A lot of us want God's blessings and the Lord bless me here, the Lord bless you there. But we don't want God. You just want, it's like you want to use him for what he can do for you. When you get more mature, your mindset is not going to be along those lines because you're going to do all that you can to please him. It's not going to be like, oh, God, I did this, bless me here. Oh, God, I did that, bless me there. It's not even about that. You do things because it's from the desires of your heart. You want to just please God in everything that you say and do. That's when you know you're growing, because you just want to seek him and not just the things that he can do for you. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody, I love you because you do this for me, or I love you because you treat me like this. No, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody just because you're doing for them. That's why they love you. That's why they're spending time with you, because you're doing for them. No, you want somebody to run hard for you because they love you and they have a desire to be with you.
And also, when you're with someone, I just want to say this because it's important, that you want to grow and go to another level with someone. You don't want someone that want to stay at one level. And I'm going to say this because, you know, we're talking about food and everything. And I'm not a cook. I like to think that I'm a cook, because me and my brothers, we try to compete with everything that we do. So I have to keep my my cooking skills to a certain level. And as I get a little bit older, it's like right now it's the grill game. My grill game ain't no good. We got Elder Elder that does the ribs, and he makes his ribs look so good. And so and to me, and watch where I'm going with this, because when I see it, it's like, how can I do that? Now, the first thing I got to do is I got to pick his brain. I got to get some wisdom and knowledge from him because I want my meat to look like that. It's not about a competition. It's about how do I get that? How do I do it? Now, it comes from years and years of experience. So therefore, you pick people. You got to surround yourself around people when you go to another level. So when you pick their brain, okay, now you just don't do it and in 1 year you become a chef or 1 year you become a grill man. It takes time to do certain things to move up to that level. First thing I got to do, I got to get my grill. I don't even have the right type of grill to compete with what type of meat. My meat wouldn't even look right on his grill because he got a manly grill. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, what we do, and I'm hoping everyone is following me with this, is we want the right now type of meal. And the right now type of meal has not been helping the church because the church right now is really not in church because you have to self-quarantine yourself and do it from a distance and all of that. It's something like we never seen before. So I see a lot of people in church who don't know how to prepare their own meals, who don't know how to do nothing, that's been in church their whole life. We ain't talking about people who just got saved. We talk about people who've been in church their whole life, don't know how to do nothing. When they going to open up the church? They want me to do a show. Why? How come the church ain't opening up? Well, all you got to do is look around long enough and you see why it's not opening up. But at the same time, if you knew what to do when you went to church, you would know what to do right now. You would know how to cook for yourself. A lot of people don't know how to cook for themselves. And the worst thing that happened is social media church. Now, I praise and I thank everyone that listens to Blog Talk Radio. I get you. It's a blessing. But you need to have church at your own home so you can have that relationship for the Lord, so you can desire that taste. If all you've been to is McDonald's and that's all you know, you don't know nothing about what's going on over here on the other side. If you ever went to Five Guys Burger, you ain't going to never want another Big Mac. If you had a Five Guys Burger, there's a quality in what you're eating. Well, if all you had was now lay me down to sleep for 20 years, that's all you know, right now you ain't going to make it.
Amen.
I know a lot of people getting quiet. And yeah, I did preach a message. All you need to know is one or two scriptures. You need one or two, whatever you need, that will get you through. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about people who've been in church for a long time that know better, that always want to call the pastor. And I'm going to be on the pastor side tonight. I'm always talking about them, but always want to call the pastor, want to have a counseling session. Well, you know, pastors and them got families too. They get tired of preaching, and then what they preach, they give you the answer, and you still ain't got it. You go to Bible study, you listen to the Bible study, you mark all this stuff in your Bible, but then you close it, you don't open it back up until the next Bible study. And this is so true, because I know a lot of people that do it, you ain't even studying what you're going to Bible study for. It's a religious practice. You just eating like you go to McDonald's. It'll run right through you with no substance. And sometimes it'll make you sick. But when you go to that chef's choice, oh, you're going to eat good. And you're going to want to go back and go back and go back. Not because it's a religious experience, because the food is good. People come to church and listen to Bible study just because that's what they're supposed to do. And now you're on social media, you can be on there, and you can say, hey, pastor, I was there. Okay, you was there, but did you get anything out of it? Hey, I heard y'all on the radio. Did you get anything out of it? I'm glad you were there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want a cookie. What did you get out of the Bible study? What did you get out of the lesson? And what happens is, as church people, we want to patty cake them, and because they made it to service, we want to give everybody an award because you went to Bible study, because you went to Sunday school. What did you learn? Did you apply any of that to your life? I've been in church 38 years, and for the last 6 months, I'm wondering what in the world have I been doing all this time with all this word. I get all this word all week long. I get all this word, and I'm just sitting here. I should be blowing up. I should be happy. I should be excited. And this is the word of God. I'm sorry, Kay. I'm going to let you go and take us home.
No,
we're in the world,
right.
But we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I'm excited because what the Lord is doing for me. I can't help it because you struggle. I'm struggling too, but I'm not looking at the struggling because I didn't learn how to stop, drop, and roll. I didn't stop all the foolishness. I'm going to drop, cover my eyes, and cover my mouth and not talk, and I'm going to let the Holy Spirit roll me the direction he wants me to go in, and I can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're doing that in the church, as long as you're listening to the word, applying the word to your life every day, you should have some excitement. You should be thanking the Lord. And I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I use the Bishop's sister. I don't know. I've seen her. I don't know. I talked to her a few times. But every time I go on Facebook and I see her and the baby, it's always a positive report. It's always a positive. It just keep positive. And that excites me because here's a mother and the baby in the hospital for months and months. She could have lost her. You know how people can go like that. But all that uplifts me. So I want to be a part of whatever she got. I want some of that. So when I go through some hard times, I can look and not be looking, cover my eyes, shut up, and continue to look for God's promises. See, we don't see his promises. Now, we see him when he blesses us with stuff, but we don't shout for the promise. And the promise is what? That I'm going to what? That I'm going to, if I do his word right and I listen to his word and I receive his word, I'm going to be a doer of his word. If I become a doer of his word, guess what happens? Then what's that scripture I'm looking for? They that seek after the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. When you start doing what the Lord wants you to do, he will roll you into what he wants you to have. And it's a lot better than what you want. I can go in house and ask a house full of kids, you want to go to McDonald's? Everyone going to raise their hand and say, yeah. I go ask a bunch of adults, they want to go to McDonald's. They're going to raise their hands and say, yeah, too. What I'm saying is, it's time for y'all to get off that McDonald's food and try to upgrade to a 5-star. Because y'all been in church too long to be going to McDonald's. Now, I'm not talking about people with kids. Don't take that the wrong way. We go to McDonald's here. We got grandkids. We go to McDonald's almost every day. I got to go buy a Happy Meal for somebody. So I'm not knocking it. I'm talking about grown folks taking dates to McDonald's and Applebee's like you're doing something. They all got the same menu. It's like going to the church. It's the same game in town. Everybody preaching the same thing. But when you start talking about doing it for yourself, getting blessing for yourself, you're in a whole nother league now. You somewhere else now. Preachers don't like me talking about this because I'm right up there with you. I'm going to go to the retreat where you go to. I'm going to where all the bishops are. That's where I'm going. You ain't going to go and get all the good stuff and come back and give me what you got. Now, I want to go and eat off the same table you eat off of. They don't like that type of preacher. They don't like that. I'm speaking the truth. It's the word. It's the word of God. The word of God will set you free. Yes, right. You need to aim high. I'm aiming for Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be like, Christ-like. That's what I'm aiming for. And in order to be Christ-like, I got to do the same thing. I got to go where he went. I got to go. And all these meetings and all this other stuff they got going on right now, I'm going to be at the top too. When the pastor said he was going to the mountain, I'm going with you. I'm going to the mountain with you. Take me with you.
You're
going to march up there with you.
You ain't got to invite me to nothing. I said, I'm a little different because I don't have to be invited. I don't got to sit on your platform and do it. I don't need all of that. I'm not that person. I want to do what God wants me to do, whether it's walking the streets in Lawrenceville. It don't even matter. I'll go where he wants me to go. I don't have to be with all those.
But definitely, I'm not saying you don't go where God wants you to go, but what I'm saying is this. And I'm not knocking any of them, but if they're following the Lord, I'm going to follow them too. I want to go eat at the table they eat. If they eat steak, I want to eat steak too. I'm not going to shortchange myself or my God for anybody, for any man. And I'm not going because I know what the Lord called me to do, and I understand it, but I'm just saying this to make a point. If you can go to the mountain, I can go to the mountain too. I put my pants on the same exact way. I listen to the Lord. My relationship is with him, is not with man. So therefore, there should be no segregation in the church. And we talk about racism and all that in the world, is racism in the church amongst the black people, if you really want to know the truth. So before we can start about anything, we segregate amongst our own people. And I'm just speaking the truth right now, because a lot of bishops, they do stuff that they want to do, but they don't want to invite nobody else. So you see, I'm being a little smart with it tonight, because I feel a certain way, because I feel because of what they're doing, they're hindering other people from getting to that relationship with Christ. It's my job, because I know better, to do better. So I'm going to challenge you. If I want to take somebody, so they can see what's going on. Because when you take the reference, what's that?
But you know that saying, what is it, one monkey don't stop no show? They may think that they're hindering you or they're stopping you from doing that. But the Lord, you know, he going to lead and guide you to the way that he wants you to go anyway. So they invite you.
Oh, the Lord
is
leading and guiding me. But since you didn't say it, and since you didn't open up a can of stuff right now, I'm just going to say it because I got and emails I'm looking at right now from people with a collar on it want to know, am I qualified to do what I'm doing right now? Are you qualified? Who are you? They want to talk to my sponsors about what I'm saying.
But God does the qualifying, does he not? Does not God do the qualifying?
No. When you tell them that Jesus does qualify, I understand.
Your mic is going out.
I'm answering them.
I'm answering the question. I'm answering the questions the way I go. And all what I'm saying is this, and I didn't even mean to go here tonight, but when you're following the Lord and you're letting the Lord lead you, he's going to lead you into places, and he's going to let you tear down some stuff that people have been building, that man's been building. I'm not a part of this. But at the same token, there's a lot of people that's been hurt. There's a lot of people that's struggling. And I've seen it because I was one of them. And it's my job, because I know better, to go there and speak my mind and let them know what you're doing is wrong. Now, if I'm wrong in telling someone that they're wrong, then I'd just be wrong. But my ministry and my walk with the Lord, if I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to be wrong serving the Lord. I'm not going to be wrong doing anything else. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And at the same token, you can't segregate us and tell us because I don't have a church or because I don't have a big congregation or anything else, and because little old Blog Talk Radio is becoming one of Blog Talk's biggest. We in the top 20 in Blog Talk. That was given this morning. We're in the top 20 in all of Blog Talk all over the world, in top 20. And I'm not saying this to glorify Derek, because I'm not the one doing all the teaching. I'm not the one doing all the preaching. I don't do nothing but on Mondays. But at the same token, when you start doing what the Lord tells you to do, he will elevate you to new levels and new heights. When you go to new levels and new heights, you got to deal with different demons and different devils. When you deal with different demons and different devils, how do you defeat them? The truth. The truth will set you free. But yeah, I'm telling the truth. They're talking about how you going to give a blessing for a miracle offering. I heard that this morning. A miracle? How? That's not even biblical.
Can you elaborate on that? Because I don't follow you. What you talking about on that?
What do you mean? Oh, I heard a preacher this morning say, if you want a miracle, and you send a miracle financial into me, I guarantee you that miracle is coming your way.
Wow.
So what
okay.
I'm saying is, that's a lie out of the pits of hell. You ain't never seen nowhere where you had to pay for a miracle.
Uh-uh.
Or you ain't living right, and God ain't going to bless you because you're doing this and you're doing that. That's a lie, too. There's been plenty of days I have not did right by the Lord, and the Lord still blessed me. Now, I'm just speaking the truth.
But those people that are saying that somebody is not being qualified, let me just say it like this. What we do here is for the Lord. It's for God to get the glory. If you don't like it, you know how to hang up your phone. You know how to log off your system. For those of you listening, we appreciate it. And we pray that you get something out of it. We pray that there's a difference being made. That's the goal. That's the desire. So if anybody's talking about nobody being qualified,
that's what they
said. You don't.
Well, let me tell it that way. Wife, let me
but
just say
that.
They
don't run nothing over this way. So everything that we do is for God's glory. So if you got a problem, take it up with my daddy. How about that?
There you go. Okay, wife. I like that. But I'm going to tell a little bit better than what you can say it. I have a right pocket and I have a left pocket. That's what you can kiss right between the middle of.
No, we're not doing it.
It's clean. No. That's about as clean as I can get it. But
no,
I got some Rough Riders with me. I'm gonna go there now, but I'm getting ready to close out because I didn't get happy. Now I was preaching and preaching mode. Now I'm ready to get the street, call some of the brothers up and say, let's go meet some people in the corner in the alley and see what happened and who come out standing. And that's really what need to happen.
You know,
that's the message for another day though.
What's
that?
You the popo caller. You gonna be like, I'm gonna call the popo. You ain't gonna get with it.
You got that right.
You
I'll
ain't
be the
gonna
first
get
one.
With
anyone
it.
That needs a threat, come my way. I am calling 911. That's why I pay my taxes. You got that right.
Yes.
But you saw my hands, though. You saw the hands I got. You saw that power. I got one hitter quitter left in me. And I know the picture that I want to use it on, too, right now. And you know who he is, the one that charged you and your family all that money.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for this show. We thank you for this show. We pray that somebody was blessed. We're going to stop all the negative thinking. We're going to stop all of the things that is not of God, the secret things that nobody else know about. God knows. He sees all. So let's just stop. Let's just get right. Just stop. We're going to drop. We're going to humble ourselves. We're going to let the Lord have his way in our life. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. We're not going to do things in our own will, but we're going to surrender. Take your hands off. Let God take total control. I promise you, if you trust him, I just try it. Try it in a situation. Trust God and watch what he do. Just watch what he do. I'm a living witness that He can do things that you can't even imagine. It's like, wow, it's things we can't even think about that he can do. So why not do it his way? Do it his way. Go ahead, husband.
I'm fine. You didn't clean it all up, but you know I like a fight. You know I'm from Fifth Street.
That's right.
I can be hood too.
It's not our battle.
I know.
It's not our battle. Amen. It's the Lord.
Let me say this and clean it up. In all joking and in all, because everyone know me, I'm not trying to bust no great thing out here trying to get in anything, but I'm very passionate about the word of God. I'm very passionate about people who get screwed over by people who's supposed to be helping them. And all I want to do is help everyone get to the level I'm at. And I see the restraint I'm getting now, and I ain't bothering. No, I'm not bothering nobody. Besides the people I fellowship in church with, them only people I bother. But I get emails every day about people this, that, and the other, and it irks me to the point where they're challenging my manhood. Now I am saved, sanctified, love the Lord. I will turn every single time, but sometimes you know I got a grace and mercy credit card, and it's getting to the point when I come on and do my show, it's like preachers line up on Mondays to line up to wanna, you know, dump on you and make you feel bad by what you're doing. And all I'm trying to do is what I said in the very beginning, have my whole house, like Bishop Omar, be in church, praising the Lord. That's my desire. That's my goal. How do you do that, Derek? Well, first of all, you got to get in the word. You got to throw word on where I'm weak at in my own personal life. That's what I got to do. So every time I come out here, I'm making some pastor mad. And the bishop that want me to come to Ohio to check in with him next time I come, and just because I see him on the air, I'm going to tell him something too. I am going to check in with you because I'm going to give you that respect. But at the same time, when I check in with you, you ain't going to be too fond of what I got to say to you. And that's going to be the truth coming straight out of Derek's mouth.
And
I will check in.
Let the word speak.
Oh, the word. It's gonna be the word. and it's going to be the truth, and it's going to hurt. And I'm coming out of the book of Derek, 1-1. And that's exactly what I'm going to say when I see him one-on-one. Next time he send me a text, come report to him like he the God of something. I know I'm getting off the topic, everybody. I'm sorry. I apologize. But sometimes you're sitting up here and you're talking, you're trying to do your show. I got my lovely wife on and talking, and she just excited me with all that, gave me a whole bunch of stuff to preach and look forward to go and study some more. And then, you know, my phone beeps with who qualified us to do a show. This ain't the first time they did it, but it will be the last time they did it. Because next time I'm going to start calling these Church of God in Christ out, some of these Southern Baptist churches out, and some of these preachers out. Because I can hang right with you and deal with you too myself. I don't need no one, and I don't need my wife to protect me from anything, because the Lord, I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord. How about that? And how about some of these other things? Because some of these preachers, some of these bishops, little sissies, doing on the down low, it's still going on too. It's still going on. I got some
right.
cousins that's on the download that would tell me about the bishop
right.
that's on the
right.
download just as well.
Okay.
And
we
this ain't nothing I've heard or something I'm making up.
Tonight.
I just know this to be true. So next
okay,
time y'all call my show or come on my line talking crazy, I'm going to talk crazy right with you. And
all
I
right,
dare
husband.
You,
let's,
you can call
do,
the phone at
845-277-9094
and we can talk about
all
it.
All of us.
On live
Oliver,
radio.
I got something. Oliver, let me just do it like this, okay?
Go ahead and
this
close us out, wife. Close us out. I'm done.
All right.
Close us out. I'm
okay.
done.
For the people who say we not qualified, God bless y'all. And if you can, go with me. Thank you, Pastor. Romans 8:31. I'm going to read this. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So if you have a problem with the qualifications of D&K Bible Break, there you go. Take it up with the Lord. God bless y'all. I pray that y'all was blessed by the words tonight. We ask that y'all continue to pray for us as we pray for y'all. We pray for the people that don't have their minds right now. We pray for them. Stop being a hater. Let God just do what he wants to do. We pray that he do what he wants to do in your life, and we pray that he does what he wants to do in our life. And that's all I'm going to say. Amen. You
all
can
right.
close us out with prayer.
Amen. You got to close it out with prayer.
Yes, the Bible says
okay.
that's how I'm going to end it. There you go.
Okay. And that's what it is, and that's what it is. And but for those that are listening, again, I just want to say thank you for listening to the D&K Bible Break. Again, it's been a blessing for us to do this every week, to study, to talk about it among me and my wife. With the household, to reverence what we do on Mondays. It's my goal, it's my wife's goal to have a saved house. From the oldest child to the youngest grandchild, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to better ourselves in our individual walk, so she can be, my wife can be a better mother, better wife, better sister, better friend, and that's all I'm trying to do. But it makes me mad because I'm in the church and I know church politics, and I kind of let it get the best of me sometimes. But at the end of the day, I know I do bow my head. And I do thank the Lord for his growth in me and because of the growth that I have with the Lord and how he's been blessing me over the last few months, I can just say thank you. And again, I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again, thank everyone that has supported us
thank everyone at Praise Tabernacle Church for allowing me to be a part of a great team. I want to thank all the people that listens to Blog Talk Radio, Chaos Talk, with Derek Oliver on Tuesday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night with Bizarre, and Saturday with the overseer, Tim Jackson. I just want to thank that whole team for helping us. Every show that we do, over 2,000 people listen to every show. So when you do a whole week, we have over 10,000 people listening in every week, every show. That's not because Derek's name is out there. That's because the Lord is drawing people to hearing what we have to say. Saying that, tomorrow night, you will hear a great Bible. I don't know what the Bible study is going to be, but every Bible study has been great and has been a wealth of knowledge. So you will see that on display tomorrow night. You will just see people who's not even teaching a Bible study, how they're so quick with teaching whatever the teacher's teaching, giving it more of an insight. You will see that. You will see the enthusiastic come out of these people who's just talking on the phone. There's no crowd. There's no money. They just love the Lord. And when you surround yourself around people who love the Lord, you want to help as many people you can help. So my ministry is helping people who've been hurt by the church, because I've been there. I've been some of the ones that have been hurting people, and I've been the ones that have been hurt too. So when I see church doing people wrong because they don't have a name in the church or because they don't tithe a certain amount of money in the church, that's what my heart goes out to. I've seen a lot of people die before they got to get things made right because of church hurt. And I'd be dogged if I do a show and I open it up for the Lord, and then people question my ability to do anything. Because it's not about me. So when you ask me how I got it, I can't tell you, and I'm not going to tell you. If you want to call my sponsor, call them. But at the end of the day, it's about saving souls and getting people enthused about the Word of God. I am enthused about the Word of God. If you talked to me at any time today, you would have known I was enthused about the Word of God. No lie, and I'm going to close out with this. I called my wife when I went to Walmart, and I was enthused about what? The Word of God. I called her preaching to her because I was enthused about the Word of God. That's not a joke. I'm not playing with. That's just because my relationship with the Lord is so tight right now. I don't think no one can defeat me because I'm walking with the Lord, and I'm coming with anyone and everyone in the name of the Lord. Now, I may come at you like a Peter. I may come at you like a Paul. I may come however I'm coming in the name of the Lord. And this is just Derek. I've been saying it for months, years. You know, God is doing something. And me and my family serve the Lord. And we're going to try to get to the next level. And we're going to take as many people as we can, kicking and screaming, along with us. So when I say that, because we help a lot of people, people just don't know it. We don't publicize everything we do, but we help a lot of people. And I would be ignorant, and I wouldn't be true to who I am if I didn't stick up for them people that we help. When they got pastors and teachers and stuff coming to them every week, and they in churches, and they ain't doing nothing for them because they're not in that. And I understand it. So when I get preachers nervous and little things, yeah, they're a little nervous right now. They're going to try to take me off the little air that I have. But at the end of the day, when Lord bless you with something, can't no man take it away from you anyway. I said all that to say this. Thank everyone for listening to D&K Bible Break. We'll be back next week on fire, ready to go again. And we're going to be talking about the cave next week.
Yeah,
and I got something about the cave. So we already got that in the work. But we had to get this food out the way. I'm a little hungry now. I'm a little thirsty. So I'm going to go ahead and get myself something to eat and eat healthy. And again, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, same phone number, 845-277-9094. You'll hear Bishop Omar Zachary, First Lady Pamela Zachary,
Praise Tabernacle teaching team. All of them will be there tomorrow night, I believe, and you will hear a word. And like I said, if you just listen to this Bible study, and I'm not being prejudiced, just listen to the Bible study. I ain't telling you to join it. You just listen to the Bible study for a couple weeks. And I guarantee you, if you mark your calendar tomorrow and then you wait 4 weeks later and you mark the calendar and you just listen to the word, just listen on Tuesday, I guarantee you, you will grow if you apply the word to your life. I guarantee you that. I'm just asking for 4 weeks. And if you start tomorrow, see what I'm talking about. If I wasn't saying that, we wouldn't have over 2,000 people listening that's not even go to Praise Tabernacle. They in different states, Colorado, Phoenix, California, people all over listening to this Bible study. And you got people right there in Lawrenceville that won't even support it and turn it off. But that's okay, because it's not about Praise Tabernacle is bigger than Lawrenceville. Chaos Talk is bigger than Lawrenceville. I got a little girl coming on Friday that has her own lipstick or lip gloss business, 14 years old, trying to do something. What it passes is this little black girl out there. As soon as she makes $1 million, you're going to have everybody wanting to be a part of her little collection. But first heard about it is Chaos. So I say that to say this. We try to help people. We got a scholarship coming out in a couple of weeks. We try to give back to the community. So I say all my crazy stuff and do it. We doing something with what we've been blessed with. What you doing?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to end the night. Thank y'all for listening to us. I'm 21 minutes over my time, so Pepsi got us. With that being said, thank y'all for listening to us. Tomorrow night, we got Praise Tabernacle. 7 p.m. sharp. Don't be late. Have your Bibles. Have your highlighter. Take the word out. Apply it to your life. I guarantee you, if you do tomorrow, the last Tuesday in July, and you go to the last August in July, if you just mark this little bit of time out, now you can come anytime you want, but if you just do Bible study and you apply that little bit of word to your life, see how much you grow. That's why I'm on fire for the Lord right now. I got to go get ready for the boys for tomorrow night. So with that being said, good night, everyone. Love you. Peace out. We'll be back, me and my wife, Monday, 7 p.m. If she don't rough me up or if I ain't able to talk, you know she didn't punch me in my mouth, because I got that coming when I get to the house.
Oh,
with that being said,
you know,
I'll see y'all later. Huh?
I said the devil is a lie. We don't get down like that. But amen. Thank y'all for listening.
Amen. Right, I call the police on you too. We'll see everybody next tomorrow night.
All right. Good night, everybody.